You're with Raf on ABC Radio Melbourne.
James Molino's the Victorian Education Minister. His teachers, his schools are probably going to be teaching in ways they never could have possibly imagined and in ways that we haven't really tried in our society. James Molino, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Raf. Good to be with you.
Are you asking too much of parents?
It's a really important question, and I want to stress this because there'll be many mums and dads and carers listening. No one is expecting parents or carers to be subject matter experts or the teacher of your child or children. There are some practical things we're asking parents to do. You know, establish a routine and expectations with your kids. Provide a space for them to work in.
Sure.
Importantly, monitor their communication with teachers and check in with your child to help how they're managing their work as well as their well-being. So there are things, important, critical things that parents need to do, but we don't expect them to be experts. We don't expect them to be the teacher of their children.
The Education Minister is at home. So many of you texting. If I can rattle through some of these queries, Minister. Virtual Schools Victoria do this for 4,000 students every day normally. Are we asking them how to do it? I assume you are.
Oh, absolutely. We're engaging with distance learning providers. We're engaging with the VCAA, the Curriculum and Assessment Authority, and with all sectors. We're all working together,
okay.
Government, Catholic and independent.
Is VCE going to go ahead? Are they going to be able to do their exams from home?
Look, this is really important, and for many parents and students, this is the most angst that I'm getting as a minister. Really important message for senior secondary students, VC and VCAL students. You will be able to complete your VCE or VCAL, but there will be decision points, Raf, in terms of things that we do in terms of timing. So schools are already making decisions about delaying school-based assessments, so things such as SACs. So they're delaying those. That's school-based work and assessments. But there are also set pieces in the calendar.
Like the exams.
The GAT test is in June. VCE exams, TAFE and university admissions. Now, we don't need to make those decisions right now, but it just depends on how long we need to be working flexibly.
So a different question. If a kid's in Year 12 this year, will they be completing VCE in this calendar year?
That will be determined through the course of this year and depending on how severe the pandemic is.
So that's still up in the air. There is potential if you're in Year 12, you might not finish VCE until, early next year or something.
It is likely, Raf, that we'll need to move the GAT test, which is June. We're likely to have to move that to later in the year. It is possible that we'll need to move exams at a later point, but it's too early to say if we will need to, and it's too early to say when that will be. But the message to senior secondary students, you will be able to complete your VCE and VCAL. I'm very, very confident of that.
Not necessarily this year. That's okay.
I'm not asking for all the answers.
I realise it's unprecedented. Appreciate your time. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, Raf.
James Molino, the Victorian Education Minister.
You're with Raf.